Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Yes, indeed, powered by the SID Media. Thank you so much for joining us. The name is Ama, and of course, we are joined on the line by Pastor Pasmo Munga. Good afternoon, Pastor.
Well,
Pastor Munga, can you hear me?
My brother, and how are you doing today?
Very well, thank you, sir. How are you doing?
I can hear you. I'm doing very well.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much for joining us. Now,
it's a pleasure.
Thank you so much. In a world that often rewards smooth intersections and avoid conflict, we have lost the true meaning of kindness. We mistake it for being nice. Niceness is a social skill. It's polite, easy, and seeks approval. But biblical kindness? Is it a fruit of a spirit, grounded in truth, and often calls us to do actually the hard thing rather than the easy thing? And so this week with Pastor Munga, we're going to be focusing on Philippians chapter 4, verse 32. It says, be kind and compassionate. And so to unpack why God has called us to a standard, a higher standard than just being nice. Pastor, what is the fundamental difference between being nice and being kind in everyday life?
Thank you very much, my brother and our listeners. The fundamental difference is this. Niceness is often external, while kindness is internal and intentional. Being nice usually means being polite, agreeable, avoiding conflict. It focuses on maintaining a pleasant atmosphere, but kindness goes deeper. It is a genuine concern for the well-being of others, even when it is inconvenient or uncomfortable. We can say niceness says, I want things to stay smooth, but kindness says, I want what is best for you. So kindness is rooted in love and truth, while niceness is often rooted in comfort and social expectation.
Mm. Now, niceness is often described as a superficial or just a cosmetic issue. In what ways can being nice actually hinder authentic relationships?
It's in a lot of ways. Niceness can hinder relationships because it avoids honesty. When people are nice, they may hide their true feelings. They may avoid conversations, those hard conversations, hot topics. They may agree outwardly but disagree inwardly. And this creates shallow relationships rather than authentic ones. So authentic relationships, which is what we require in everyday life, require truth, vulnerability, and honesty. So niceness can build peace on the surface, but kindness builds trust at the core, right at the center.
Mm. Yeah. Now, Ephesians 4:32 tells us to be kind and compassionate. How does that phrase in Scripture contrast with just being pleasant?
Like you have said, Ephesians 4:32 calls us to be kind and compassionate. Mm. It even further goes forgiving one another. Now, this goes far beyond being pleasant.
Mm.
Pleasantness, we can say, is about tone and behavior. Kindness and compassion, on the other hand, are about heart posture and action.
Mm, mm.
Like we said earlier on, this is at the heart of everything.
Yeah.
So kindness feels deeply, which is what we call compassion.
Mm-hmm.
It acts sacrificially, like forgiveness. Someone has offended you, and you choose to forgive, even before the person apologizes. Or even when someone is not even remorseful, that is quite sacrificial.
Mm.
And because of that, kindness restores relationships.
Mm-hmm.
Pleasantness may smile, But kindness steps in, lifts, restores, and heals relationships.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, why do you believe that niceness is often about protecting our own reputation, while kindness is about protecting the person?
We can say, like, the niceness often asks, it gives questions like, how will this make me look? Kindness asks the question, what does this person need?
Mm-hmm.
So niceness is sometimes driven by fear of rejection,
mm-hmm.
desire to be liked, avoidance of discomfort. But kindness is driven by love.
Mm-hmm.
Kindness is driven by truth. Kindness is driven by courage. Kindness is willing to risk misunderstanding in order to help someone grow, heal, or be restored. Like that powerful story with the Good Samaritan. It was a high risk. This man is helping a Jew. He's a Samaritan. He was risking being misunderstood, but he did that in order to help another person.
Mm. All right. Now, let me just then ask, is it possible, Pastor, to be nice but not actually be kind at all? Is that possible?
Very, very possible. Absolutely possible. Why am I saying that?
Mm.
A person can speak politely, but ignore someone in need. A person can speak politely, but ignore someone in need.
Mm.
Smile outwardly, but have indifference inwardly. A person can avoid hurting feelings, but fail to help when it matters. But when we look at Jesus, he showed that true love. Jesus showed that true love sometimes involves hard truth. You look at those rebukes that you find in Matthew chapter 3. So sometimes kindness involves hard truth, not just soft words. So yes, you can be nice without being kind, but you cannot be truly kind without being sincere. You cannot.
Mm. Looking at the fact that nice is not actually a fruit of the Spirit, but kindness is, what does that tell us about its source?
It tells a lot, and this is very important for us and our listeners.
Mm-hmm.
Kindness is a fruit of the Spirit. What does that mean to you and I? It comes from God's work within us, within me, within you. It is produced by the Holy Spirit. I don't manufacture it, you don't manufacture it. No one out there is. When we receive the Holy Spirit, He produces that fruit in you and in me. And it reflects the character of Christ. You would hear from time to time, Jesus heals someone. He felt compassion on this widow who has lost a child. He was moved by compassion. He fed the 5,000. He spoke to these people who looked like sheep without a shepherd. They lost the father of the prodigal son. The Bible says when he saw him, he had compassion on him. So that is very important. You are reflecting the character of Christ, meaning niceness. But niceness, on the other hand, can be learned socially. You don't need the Holy Spirit to be a nice person. You can practice it outward. It can be maintained without spiritual transformation. This tells us that kindness is spiritual, not just behavior. It's not just being behavior that, you know, we have to be diplomatic here where we are, you have to speak like this so that you don't offend another person. No. So kindness is spiritual. It's not just behavior. You can act nice without God, but you cannot consistently be truly kind without the Spirit of God shaping your heart. You cannot.
Yeah, and you can't, actually. I believe that. Truly, truly, you can't. Now, what does it look like when we prioritize being liked, you know, over doing what is right? And I think many of us are trapped in that.
We are. Even when we're on social media, what are we looking for? When you post something, it should be like the latest photo is this, the latest this. You want someone to like it, or a lot of people to like it. But now when we prioritize being liked, we compromise truth. We avoid accountability. We enable wrong behavior to continue. What does this lead? What does this lead to? A weak character, a broken integrity, shallow influence. But when we prioritize doing right, we build trust. We strengthen relationships. We reflect Christ. When you can look into my face and tell me the truth. And it was with David when he committed adultery. The prophet looked into the eyes of the king, the head of state, the army, the commander of the combined force. He looked into the face, you are the man. It required reflecting the character of Christ, telling the truth, but in love, of course. Just like we find it in Galatians chapter 1, verse 10, we are reminded where Paul says, Am I trying to win the approval of human beings or of God? So whatever you are doing, whom do you want to approve? Do you want God to approve you or you want human beings to approve you? So kindness seeks God's approval, not just people's applause. When the good Samaritan helped that person, there was no one who was looking at him. He was alone. All was there was God's approval.
Now, we're going to be closing it off because this was just an introductory conversation for today. And so as a takeaway from today, what is one nice habit we should consider replacing with a kind action?
Thank you. We can replace avoiding difficult conversation. That is niceness. You avoid those difficult conversations with speaking truth in love. When you speak truth in love, you are being kind. So instead of staying silent to keep peace, choose to speak gently but honestly. Address issues with love and wisdom. Help others grow rather than feel comfortable. I should not help you to feel comfortable. I should help you to grow, even in a painful way.
Yeah.
Like we hear in Ephesians 4:15, speak the truth in love.
Yeah.
Some people say, no, me, I'm a frank talker. I can just say the truth the way it is. No, we have to speak the truth in love. And that is the perfect balance of kindness. Not harshness, not avoidance, but loving truth.
Yeah, I believe that. Thank you so much, Pastor. We will connect with you once again tomorrow at the same time and the same place. I truly, truly appreciate you coming through.
It's a pleasure, my brother, and our listeners. God bless you.
Thank you so much. Blessings.
You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.